When you have trouble figuring out why your horse isn't doing what you want them to do, you already know the most important parts. Approach and retreat using you're not quite right, stop and wait for the chew, and that will help your horse expand their comfort zone, and it will also pick up those old fears and anxieties and resistances from the past that need releasing and or rethinking. But you already knew all that. And the advanced my grass game is a very important part of the yin yang balance that I've been talking about. Many of the problems that you experience, which are all just opportunities for a deeper bond, will be addressed by taking action on the frustration version of not quite right and driving your horse away from the food, taking possession of the food until the energy changes for the better. And this is always better done loose in the pasture under natural feeding circumstances rather than on the end of a lead rope. And you would have to be incredibly good at this to do this in a stable or a yard or a small yard. So I strongly recommend that you do this game in a larger space first. You'd laugh at me if you were a fly on the wall listening to me. I still use the words my grass, even when it's a bucket of feed that I'm taking possession of because the energy got pushy. And I've got to tell you that there's been occasions when I've allowed the energy to slip when feeding my herd of 14. And then I've had to have a small war to straighten things up again. I have learned now to be lots more attentive to the feeding energy so that I can ask in small, gentle ways rather than having to have a small war. And if you were to have a not quite right about taking possession of the food with a very dominant or aggressive horse, then listen to your not quite right and don't do it. Find out what you have to change so that not quite right goes away. It might be that you need to be prepared to get really big and have an extra tool to be really safe. It might be that you need to get really, really soft. It might be that it's not the right time, that you might benefit from getting really good at lesson 23 first. That's the one about pay attention to me so that you can keep me safe. Whatever the reason. Later on in this lesson, I'm going to give you some special support to figure out the answer when you just can't figure it out easily. Lesson 23 about helping our horse to keep us safe and teaching them that when they're loose in the pasture is another critical part of the yin-yang balance that will fix a host of your leadership issues. The gentle expectation of that game, that they are expected to keep half an eye on you at all times, that they are expected to be aware of you at all times so you can keep each other safe, is a critical part of your gentle leadership with your horse. Notice that I'm suggesting that you and your horse get good at all the major attitude things when your horse is either loose in the pasture or playing at liberty. Because when you add those four things that we've just talked about to using the advanced mirroring game, which is about getting your horse used to saying yes in small ways at liberty and building on that slowly and steadily, then that cooperation tends to keep going into the halter and saddle work. It makes the whole thing much easier. Here's another important thing to know when your horse is not doing what you want them to do. They have the gift of healing that they bring to you. Horses do not like it when our emotions are incongruent. That means that they don't like it when we put a brave face on our own fears or sorrows or anger or whatever. They don't like it when what we show to the world is different to what is inside of us. And they will help us find that emotional balance, which is all about the happiness that I keep raving about that horses can bring us to. So sometimes when they don't do what we want them to do, it's because we need to stop and look at what needs to change with us first. And you take care of that when you get a quiet mind and when you go into that inner awareness or listening inside yourself stuff that we've been working on. The second audio here is a support for those times when you need to go inside yourself to find the answers. And this support will help you to create a habit of that.